the smoothness and safety of Eid al-Fitr holiday 2025. She conveyed after reviewing the readiness of the Jakarta-Cikampek toll road in Karawang, West Java. Reni emphasized the need to increase the sensitivity of e-toll touch screens at toll booths to speed up transactions and avoid congestion. She also encouraged the provision of e-toll tolling booths at rest areas with the support of KRIF and M-Banking. Reni asked the toll road business entity to ensure there are no potholes on the toll road and prohibit road repairs during the return flow. She urged travelers to ensure vehicle operability and obey traffic rules and follow traffic rules. Reni also reminded no vehicle should be parked carelessly on the shoulder of the toll road. Moving on to Indonesian Consumer Organization invites all parties to work together to implement consumer protection and sustainability. Education Division of the organization, Anjani Widya Hemasita, stated, it also requires environmental policies that pay attention to the aspect of affordability. In the VOI Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, Hemasita also encouraged public awareness of the importance of consumer protection. In addition, according to her, global collaboration is also needed to create a sustainable lifestyle.
With the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand. And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like I mentioned before, like solar panel is more affordable for us. It should be in group of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia. And it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It also needs more awareness from our consumers. And we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have a regulation and make a more sustainability lifestyle in the next year or maybe next.
March 15 is commemorated as World Consumer Rights Day. This year, the commemoration takes the theme A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle, which highlights the need for an equitable shift toward sustainability. Hemasita also stated, sustainability is a fundamental consumer right, as stated at Indonesia's consumer protection law. She says all consumer has rights to access to safe, environmentally and friendly products. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended a panel discussion with rectors and leaders of public and private universities at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Vice Rector for Student Affairs and Alumni University of Bengkulu in Sumatra's Bengkulu province, Chandra Irawan, shared several points he found interesting from the discussion. Among them was Prabowo's decision to implement budget efficiency, which Prabowo believes can minimize leaks in the state budget.
Beliau menginginkan kebocoran-kebocoran.
The president emphasized the need to minimize leaks in the state budget, and his move to streamline budgets across ministries and institutions has saved hundreds of trillions. I think this has a very positive impact, especially if the savings are used to provide facilities and support Indonesia's progress.
Memberikan para fasilitas, kemudian membangun ya demi kemajuan negara Indonesia.
Irawan also highlighted Prabowo's optimism that his administration would maximize utilization of Indonesia's natural resources for the welfare of the people. He is confident Prabowo's government will lead Indonesia toward a brighter future. The Indonesian government strives to implement budget streamlining across various ministries and state institutions, including in higher education. This has led to several impacts, including cuts to non-essential expenditures and energy-saving measures. Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, led the ceremony to commemorate 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Mandala Krida Stadium on Thursday morning. The celebration was held through a flag ceremony and governor's speech at a plenary meeting in the legislature. After the ceremony, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X told journalists he hopes for the full support of the community to actively fill development in Yogyakarta with positive things.
Ya, saya kira saya perlu bantuan teman-teman media ya. Bagaimana?
I think I need help from my friends in the media. How today's event can become an event not only talking about history, but also, as I said earlier, how community participation is subject in building the future of Jogja.
Itu juga menjadi subjek di dalam membangun Jogja masa depan.
The Sultan also hopes for innovation and creativity from the community in developing Yogyakarta without having to rely solely on government assistance.
Tidak hanya menjagakan pemerintah, tapi bagaimana masyarakatnya yang kreatif, inovatif gitu.
Not only relying on the government, but how the community is creative, innovative, to be able to build a sense of comfort and security. The community also needs to participate.
Bisa menjadi subjek di dalam proses untuk tantangan masa depan.
In the commemoration of the 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta this year, the theme was Jogja Tumata Tuwuh Ngrembaka, which means Yogyakarta is increasingly organized, continues to grow, and also protects all community entities in it. Well, listeners, those are the news. Next, today's commentary titled Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on protecting water for a sustainable future. Every March the 22nd, the world commemorates World Water Day. The goal is to remind and emphasize the importance of water for life. Water is not only a basic need for humans, but also for all living things and ecosystems on Earth. However, over time, water-related problems have become increasingly complex, ranging from pollution to the scarcity of clean water supplies. Pollution has become a serious threat to water quality in Indonesia. Industrial waste, plastic waste, and pesticides from the agricultural sector often pollute rivers, lakes, and seas, which have a negative impact on human health and the environment. In addition, access to clean drinking water is still a challenge. Based on data from the Indonesian Central Statistic Agency in 2024, around 93% of households in Indonesia now have access to clean drinking water. But the remaining 7% still don't enjoy it, increasing the risk of water-based diseases. To overcome this challenge, cooperation is needed between the government, the public, and the private sector. The government must strengthen supervision and law enforcement related to water management and environmental pollution. The public also needs to play an active role by reducing excessive water use and supporting efforts to conserve water sources. Maintaining river cleanliness and minimizing waste sound simple but are very important steps. World Water Day should be a moment for reflection and action. People must realize that water is a limited and very valuable resource. Start with small action, such as saving water at home and keeping the surrounding environment clean. Only by protecting and preserving water can sustainable future generations be ensured. That was commentary.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience.
That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah.
It's mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting months. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food?
In the sky, now I count the ones in your eyes. I used to think that my paradise was somewhere waiting on the other side, but you take me higher than I've been, laying hands on my skin. It's true, ooh, nothing compares to you. So tell me why. I'm already there, here in your eyes.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Indonesian athlete Siti Najwa won a gold medal in the specialty solo dance sport category at the 2025 Winter Olympics World Games held at the Palazzo delle Feste, Bardonecchia, Italy on Thursday. In addition to winning gold, Indonesia's representative Anastasia Aresianan Buariat secured a bronze medal, followed by Muhammad Aden Aryadipa, who secured fourth place in the same category. The Special Olympics event is an international sports tournament for individuals with intellectual disabilities. The aim of this event is to encourage inclusion, participation, and development. It also focuses on the spirit of togetherness and provides an opportunity for each athlete to compete in a category that suits their abilities.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum, tersipu, ku lihat diriku.
Tertagu, termaru, ku rasa diriku.
Jikala perjumpaan kita,
ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda, terjaga hatimu diriku.
Jikala perjumpaan kita,
engkau datang.
perjumpaan kita.
Ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda, terjaga
hatimu diriku,
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Bila mulut jauh dari asmanya, langkahnya itu bagai hilang berkahnya.
Apabila dunia memperhatikan jiwa, sia-sia akhirat meninggalkannya.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana berharap hidup khusnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang fata morgana dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Bila hati hilang cahaya iman, langkahnya hidup hitam tanpa penerang.
Bila jiwa jauh dari Al-Quran,
you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's edition comes with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every the year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire population must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing tradition with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the New Year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities, at the same time strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens. Starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity, as the name suggests, Badendang at this event music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gather. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that the Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rotan and also has a length of up to tens of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Yeah.
of Communication and Digital Affairs aims to complete the creation of an artificial intelligence or AI utilization roadmap in 3 months. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Ms. Patria, noted the government has held discussions with stakeholders to create a comprehensive roadmap for AI use. The government is studying AI utilization regulations in other countries as reference in creating the roadmap. Patria highlighted the government aims to develop inclusive policies designed to reduce compliance costs, encourage investment in AI infrastructure development, and foster talent growth in the AI sector.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id at RE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia. Introduce yourself.
Hello, nama saya Rahma.
Hello, my name is Rahma.
Hi, saya Ray.
Hi, I'm Ray.
Now it's your turn. Let's answer this question.
Siapa nama kamu? Siapa nama kamu? What's your name? Answer by saying nama saya.
Insight of the day.
When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Kala tarawih selalu berbuka, dan
kuat berlaparlah pada dahaga salam tarawih tahu berbuka dan kau pun tiba Ramadan penuh cinta. Imanku karena engkau Allahu Rabbi. Tiada terkira nikmat di dunia kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone.
Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java.
Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
is this durian right? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi,
we know there is baritone, tenor, and bass.
Nah, kalau ini suaranya,
high, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so, we strike bass, it.
Loh, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana. Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau pergi jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the field to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini,
just take a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan,
slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya? Ya.
Nah. Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the Durian Kaligasing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involved in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility, because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat bergabung pendengar di seluruh dunia. Kembali lagi bersama saya, Agus Santika, dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Hanya di Voice of Indonesia. Hari ini, saya ingin mengajak Anda untuk lebih mengenal Indonesia lebih dekat lagi, karena sudah kita siapkan beragam informasi, musik, dan cerita tentang budaya Indonesia yang unik dan mempesona. Diawali dengan berita terkini dari tanah air bersama rekan saya, Sumarno. Selamat mendengarkan.
Kami sampaikan berita dari Voice of Indonesia. Presiden Republik Indonesia Prabowo Subianto meresmikan kawasan ekonomi khusus atau KEK, Industropolis di Batang, Jawa Tengah, Kamis. Dalam sambutannya, Presiden Prabowo mengungkapkan, kawasan ekonomi khusus Industropolis Batang merupakan salah satu upaya besar pemerintah dalam membangun bangsa melalui industrialisasi dan hilirisasi. Dengan berbagai investasi pada proyek-proyek hilirisasi dan pembangunan, Presiden Prabowo optimis pemerintah dapat mencetak 8 juta lapangan kerja baru dalam periode 5 tahun ke depan.
Investasi-investasi yang kita akan laksanakan mulai tahun ini, nanti buahnya adalah hilirisasi, supaya nilai tambah semua bahan baku kita bisa dinikmati oleh seluruh rakyat Indonesia. Juga lapangan kerja. Yang kita hitung, lapangan kerja dalam 5 tahun yang akan datang akan mencapai 8 juta lapangan kerja.
Sementara itu, dalam kesempatan yang sama, Menteri Koordinator Bidang Perekonomian, Airlangga Hartarto, menjelaskan kawasan ekonomi khusus Industropolis Batang yang memiliki luas 4.300 hektar ditetapkan sebagai kawasan ekonomi khusus berdasarkan Peraturan Presiden Nomor 12 Tahun 2025. Kawasan ekonomi khusus ini merupakan yang terbesar di Indonesia yang dikelola oleh BUMN. Berbeda dengan kebanyakan kawasan ekonomi khusus lainnya yang dikelola oleh sektor swasta. Airlangga juga menjelaskan, pengembangan kawasan ekonomi khusus ini melibatkan kolaborasi antara berbagai kementerian dan lembaga negara. Infrastruktur dasar seperti jalan tol, instalasi air, instalasi limbah, serta fasilitas pendukung lainnya telah disiapkan dengan investasi dari pemerintah hampir mencapai 4 triliun rupiah. Berita selanjutnya, Perwakilan Kementerian Dalam Negeri Eko Indrianto menyampaikan, pemerintah Republik Indonesia khususnya Kementerian Dalam Negeri telah banyak menyaksikan praktek kemitraan yang baik antara Kedutaan Besar Jepang dan berbagai organisasi kemasyarakatan di Indonesia. Hal ini disampaikan dalam acara penandatanganan proyek hibah grassroots tahun anggaran 2024 periode kedua pada Kamis di Jakarta. Ia menegaskan, kerjasama ini dinilai memberikan manfaat nyata bagi masyarakat di berbagai daerah, terutama dalam mendukung pembangunan dan kesejahteraan sosial.
Pemerintah Republik Indonesia sesuai Kementerian Dalam Negeri telah banyak menyaksikan praktik baik kemitraan yang dilakukan antara Kementerian Besar Jepang dan beberapa kantor konsul Jepang Indonesia dengan organisasi kemasyarakatan di beberapa daerah.
Selain itu, Eko menegaskan pentingnya kepatuhan terhadap ketentuan yang berlaku termasuk peraturan dalam Pasal 41 Undang-Undang Nomor 38 Tahun 2008 guna memastikan bahwa bantuan ini memberikan manfaat maksimal. Pemerintah akan melakukan pemantauan bersama dengan pihak asing serta meminta pemerintah daerah untuk mendukung pelaksanaan program ini. Ia juga menekankan bahwa organisasi penerima bantuan harus mengelola dana secara profesional, akuntabel, dan bertanggung jawab serta melaporkan perkembangannya kepada pemerintah Indonesia maupun pemerintah pemberi bantuan. Berita terakhir, Wakil Ketua Komisi 5 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia, Andi Iwan Darmawan Aras, menekankan pentingnya persiapan matang infrastruktur dan transportasi publik untuk mudik Lebaran 2025. Dengan perkiraan 146 juta penduduk, mitigasi antisipatif sangat krusial. Iwan mengapresiasi insentif Lebaran dari pemerintah seperti diskon tarif tol dan tiket pesawat, serta upaya optimalisasi jalan tol dan nasional. Ia meminta percepatan pengerjaan infrastruktur jalan, terutama drainase untuk mencegah kerusakan akibat genangan air. Pengawasan truk odol atau upper dimension overload, penyediaan rest area memadai, dan kesiapan moda transportasi umum juga ditekankan. Penambahan frekuensi dan kapasitas transportasi penting, mengingat libur sekolah yang diperpanjang dan hari raya Nyepi. Iwan menambahkan, Komisi 5 DPR RI akan terus mengawal persiapan mudik Lebaran 2025 untuk memastikan keamanan dan kenyamanan pemudik. Pendengar, demikian berita Voice of Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Isu apa yang sedang hangat di Indonesia? Selanjutnya kami sampaikan komentar Voice of Indonesia dengan judul Menjaga Air untuk Masa Depan yang Berkelanjutan. Bersama saya, Agus Santika.
Voice of Indonesia.
Setiap 22 Maret, dunia memperingati Hari Air Sedunia. Tujuannya adalah untuk mengingatkan dan menekankan pentingnya air bagi kehidupan. Air bukan hanya kebutuhan dasar bagi manusia, tetapi juga bagi seluruh makhluk hidup dan ekosistem di bumi. Namun, seiring berjalannya waktu, masalah terkait air pun menjadi semakin kompleks, mulai dari pencemaran hingga kelangkaan pasokan air bersih. Pencemaran air telah menjadi ancaman serius bagi kualitas air di Indonesia. Limbah industri, sampah plastik, dan pestisida dari sektor pertanian seringkali mencemari sungai, danau, dan laut yang berdampak buruk pada kesehatan manusia dan lingkungan. Selain itu, akses terhadap air minum yang layak konsumsi masih menjadi tantangan.